The council heard briefings from Fort Drum officials, as well as community leaders who work with the facility on a range of issues, including housing, government contracting, and healthcare. Council co-chair Gary Douglas, president and CEO of Plattsburgh's airport, says one major takeaway from the session is the close integration of the Army post into the local community. Unlike most military installations, Fort Drum relies on civilian hospitals and schools to provide services to soldiers and their families. Douglas says that strengthens the post's economic impact on the area.
It also makes, if there were any reduction or anything that we wouldn't want to see happen here, even more impactful. And so I think that it was important to have a clear understanding of that.
Douglas says council members left the meeting with strengthened resolve to secure the future of Fort Drum. That's timely because the Defense Department has requested Congress approve a new round of base realignments and closures as the military sheds personnel and winds down operations in Afghanistan. The meeting also saw the council move forward with new funding for water and sewer projects in the North Country. Based on a similar initiative in the Southern Tier, the program gives the REDC direct control over about $3 million in funds, which it will use to expedite work on regional water and sewer infrastructure. Douglas says the council will focus on disbursing modest grant and loan amounts to fill funding gaps on ready-to-go projects.
We're particularly looking for water and sewer projects where they will either retain or enhance job creation in some way. If this is done, some investment's going to happen or some employer is going to expand or stay.
Douglas says the dedicated fund means North Country municipalities won't have to compete in the regular statewide funding process. A council spokesman said the program's another example of regions having more control over how taxpayer dollars are spent to stimulate economic growth.